Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Got Stitcher? We're on it. So get it. Stitcher is an award-winning provider of news and talk radio for your mobile phone. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
Is a former WWE champion on his way out? Is a former WWE champion on his way back in? And did Linda McMahon win her Senate seat? All this and much, much more on this week's Off the Mark.
TNA Impact referee Brian Hebner, and you're listening to Off the Mark.
86 Productions.
To another episode of Off the Mark. We are your only podcast that provides the most in-depth insight and analysis into the world of professional wrestling. I am Andrew. He is Aaron. Let's get right into the news. So Jack Swagger may be on his way out. So what's going on with this, Aaron?
Yeah, so unconfirmed reports right now. But I'm going to talk about the speculation side of it, which is that Jack Swagger has not been on TV for quite a while now. And let's face it, even before when he was on TV, he was not being used properly. And that's the biggest thing that's going on with this. Jack Swagger is a former world heavyweight champion that has been packaged, repackaged as a lower mid-carder, if not jobber.
Well, they did repackage him recently. He grew a beard.
And also he parted his hair differently.
Yes, that's what he did. And yeah, so they haven't done much with him. And of course, it's a rumor. It's coming through a certain Twitter account that is supposedly a former WWE employee. So we'll just, we won't announce it because there's a lot of sensitive language that the guy says. So anyway, so JBL, I can't talk tonight. JBL is on his way back in full time.
Mm-hmm.
We should congratulate him on this. Of course, this is because of what happened with the King. King went down, and of course, JBL came back. He loved it. He loves what he's doing, and he's going to be back full time. So what do you think about that?
You know, I'm okay with it. I'm not a big fan of his commentary. I mean, it's okay, but it's one of those where I don't mind him filling in, but I don't like him full time. I am kind of curious, though, to hear what you think. Are you a fan of him or no?
I'm okay fan with him. He's mostly on SmackDown, so, you know, no one watches that. But the nice part is the King will be around still. He will actually be doing pay-per-views only for a while and maybe a couple shows here and there. Maybe the show after the pay-per-view, you don't know. They just want to work him super light, and I agree with this. It's still kind of sad that he's not around. I mean, it's really hard to say that, but, you know, at least everyone stepped on the plate. JR came back, and now JBL's came back, and it's good to see him in the announcing back.
Yeah, and I would say, too, I think that King, in my opinion, I mean, obviously, I don't know, you know, how he's doing or anything like that. But in my opinion, I would probably not have come back till the Royal Rumble, to be honest. That would be the first time I would have him come back to do announcing duties. I think that would be the best way to kind of ease him back in and then have him do WrestleMania. And then from there on out, you know, keep it up. You don't want to overwork this guy. And in my opinion, you also probably don't want him back in the ring, even if he says he's okay. You don't want him back in the ring because you don't want to have – I mean, last thing you want as a company is to have somebody possibly die in the middle of a ring.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't see him ever wrestling again. I think he wrestled his last match and on Raw, and I think that's the way he's going to go out. So props to him. So the WrestleMania 29 ticket prices have been announced.
Yeah.
So what do you think about
the prices? What do you think of this? So the cheapest price – I mean, you know, if you add the fees into it, the cheapest price is $50. So, I mean, that's nosebleed, you know. So my question to you, Andy.
Nosebleed? That's like the 500, part of that stadium.
That's the Mile High Club, basically.
Exactly.
You know? I mean, my question to you is, WrestleMania is 45 minutes away from you. You're going this year. Which ticket bracket are you buying?
I'm going to spend $2,075 so I can have a take-home chair.
Which are you actually going to buy without your wife killing you?
I'm going to buy the $35 one with the $14.50 fees.
Yeah, the fees are kind of ridiculous. They are, they're at 15, then it goes up to the 20, 30, 40 range. I think, in all realistic expectations, if WrestleMania happened to be near us, I think I would probably spend $200 to $300 on a ticket. I mean, that'd be a little bit better seats. I can't justify myself. I can't look at this. First of all, $2,000, no. $850, still no. You know, I mean, it doesn't matter. That for a lot of people, that's quite a bit of money, you know? And I mean, 200 to 300, I could probably swing and I wouldn't feel that bad because it is WrestleMania and this is a once in a lifetime thing typically. So that I think that's probably where a lot of people are looking. That's where I would go myself.
Yeah, but that's going to be maybe lowerable. I don't think anything under $400 is going to get you on the floor. I doubt it.
Yeah.
I strongly doubt it. And plus, if you're on the floor and you're all the way in the back, if someone stands up, you're screwed.
Yeah, you might as well get the lower bowl at that point.
Yeah,
that's why I'm saying the $200, $300, maybe even $400. It depends. $200 to $400 is what I would spend. But it would be for the seats, depending on how good the seats
are. And that's probably nosebleed still. That's the sad part.
But yeah, I would only do this for a WrestleMania. That's the thing. I mean, SmackDown's been in my neck of the woods. And the ticket prices, I mean, it's pretty expensive, but, you know, people are willing to pay it. So, but Andy, let's move on, though, to WWE programming for this week.
All right. So what happened with Brad Maddox?
Dude, this guy, he is awesome and he is on fire. Everybody is just, they love him. They love this guy. So the main event, Vince decided needed to be changed at the last minute. And so the main event was announced last week as the 5-on-5 match, and apparently Vince thought that, oh, it came to a lukewarm reception, so we're going to make the TLC main event now, the Survivor Series main event, where it's going to be Cena versus Ryback versus Punk. What do you think of this move?
I think this is too early, because you're setting it up for CM Punk to lose, but I wouldn't be surprised if Ryback hits the shell shock, and then like Punk comes in, pushes him out of the ring, and gets the 1-2-3. That's what I think is going to happen. And then I think it's that stuff should be over with. Because if he's beat Ryback twice and he's beat Cena multiple times, that should be done. Should be over with. And then you move him on to something else. Maybe have The Rock come out and, you know, they can hug or whatever. You know, start the stuff that's going to happen at Royal Rumble. Mm-hmm. But you can't have this thing go on forever. It's getting really old. Super old.
Yeah, yeah. No, and I understand. I agree with you to an extent. The thing that I'm worried about is that Vince is so high on Ryback right now, and he thinks that he has been the one that's been giving him the ratings. And that worries me, because that means that he's thinking, you know what? I could give the title to Ryback and then the ratings are just going to go up, right? You know, that makes sense, right? No, that's not the case. The ratings aren't going to just go up. You know, that's not going to happen. So you got to be careful with this, and you got to tread lightly. And if you have this plan in place to have Punk hold the title until Royal Rumble, lose it to The Rock, you should go with that plan, because otherwise you're going to alienate some fans. You might get some new ones, but you might alienate them at the same time, because they're going to have somebody new come in who they don't like, who can't wrestle more than 5-minute long matches, and it's probably going to muddle the product a little bit. So that's my view on it. Andy, so the 5-on-5 also changed. It's not Team Punk. It's Team Ziggler.
Mm-hmm.
Does Punk and Ryback out of the equation, does that, you know, make it less important to you?
It does, actually. Now I don't care. Now it's like, oh, wow, they're going to have a 5-on-5. Okay, one match is 5-on-5. Why don't you have multiple matches like it used to be, when it, you know, and actually have it mean something? Like, you know, we threw out there once before, it would be kind of cool if you had it. So let's say you win the Survivor Series and there's like three people on that team. Those three people get a title shot at Royal Rumble and they pick, you know, and then you just decide, you can have them wrestle a match together or whatever. And they decide on who's going to get, you know, the world heavyweight champion, WWE champion, and the cruiserweight title. You decide at that point.
Actually, I would change it up a little bit. What I would do to make these matches really meaningful. I mean, we went over this last year, so I hate to beat the dead horse. What I would do, let's say there are three people left over. You know, you say, okay, whoever's left over, you guys will then wrestle, and whoever wins that gets title shot at Royal Rumble. So what you could do is that, you know, let's say Survivor Series, let's say there's three people left over. Those three people from that team will have a triple threat match at TLC. Or if it's two people, they have a one-on-one match. The winner will get the shot at the WWE or World Heavyweight Championship. I think that would be a very smart move on their part. The problem is, it's a smart move, so they won't do it.
Exactly. That's exactly what's not going to happen. But yeah, so we need to talk about Miz turning face. He actually first left Team Punk, and then after his match with Kofi Kingston, he actually went to shake his hand. Kofi, you know, dropkicked him out of the ring.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is he turning face, or did Kofi turn heel?
Well, would you like The Miz as a face? Do you think he'd be a good face?
I think at first, but then he is just the perfect heel, though. I mean, there's some guys that are just made to be a heel, and he's one of them. He's a perfect heel. He's arrogant. He has the look of it. He can wrestle. I mean, right there. I mean, if you can't wrestle, that's one thing.
Like Cena, for example. If you can't wrestle, you should be a face, is what you're saying.
But the thing is, Cena owns it, though. He's like, yeah, I know I can't wrestle. I have five moves. Does the tackle count as a move? Yeah, I'll give him that. So he has five moves.
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, I think The Miz, I definitely agree with you. I almost, you know, I think about, like, Sheamus. And Sheamus, you know, his face run has been fairly successful, but I preferred him as a heel. And I think The Miz, if they turn him face, you can't just have a guy be face for, you know, a week and then turn him heel. I mean, and turn him back heel. It doesn't work that way. So you got to be careful. If you turn him face, you got to do it well, and you got to make sure that it lasts and doesn't look stupid. So if this is the route they're going, all right, I'm not in favor of it. Sounds like you're not either. We'll see. But something I am in favor of, hopefully this is the end of it, but it's probably not. So Orton beat Alberto Del Rio in a false count anywhere match on SmackDown, on Super SmackDown to be exact. What'd you think of the match, and do you think that this feud is over?
I think the feud is finally over, because what do you have to go from here? I mean, they had a great match. I mean, it was a great match. It was on free TV also. So they end the feud on TV. It's over with. Where do you go from here? You know, that's the question you have to say. It's over with. Now they could, you know, maybe redo the feud real quick, you know, in a couple months. I don't know. I think I think it's time to end this feud. I think Randy Orton needs to go somewhere else, do something else. Move on. Maybe have Wade Barrett go at it again.
You know, and I think one of the things I don't like is that they put him in such long feuds. And so I definitely agree with you on that. Though I do want to get nitpicky here before we move on to our sponsors. And it was a false count anywhere match. Andy, I don't know if you knew this or not, but a false count anywhere match is also a no DQ match, which is apparently also no holds bar match, which is also a hardcore match, which is basically the rules don't apply to the WWE, apparently. Okay.
Well, also, because a rope break doesn't count if you're getting pinned. You have to kick out, as they pointed out.
No, that's the thing. It's a false count anywhere match. Okay. That means that, guess what? The rules still apply. But you can be pinned or submitted outside of the ring. Okay? That's what that means.
Right. But can you put your foot on the rope then to get out?
Yes. Yes, because a false count anywhere, the rules are still there, which means you cannot use weapons. You know, granted, refs tend to be a little more lax, so you can put a guy through a table, let's say. But you can't just take out a chair and hit a guy with it. No, that's not a false count anywhere match. That's a no DQ match. That's what a no DQ match is, you know? Hate to get nitpicky, but anyway.
Yeah.
Let's move on to our sponsor.
Actually, before we do, I got a weird question for you. Do you think Vince is out of touch with the wrestling product now?
I don't think we have enough time for this.
All right. So are you a blogger or a podcaster? You're just not happy with your web host? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And make sure you use the special coupon code off the mark, and you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. So what do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite of your web hosting costs. Also, make sure you check out the Section 86 off the mark page. You'll see a banner, and if you go to WWEShop.com, if you spend more than $70, you get $10 off your order. So make sure you check it out, WWEShop.com from the Section 86 off the mark page. And make sure you check out High Spots. So Impact Wrestling this week, we had AJ Styles. He lost to Bobby Roode. What's going on with this? Why this?
So, you know, they have the three-way match with James Storm. James Storm kind of interfered in the match, you know. And the question is, are they going to pull an angle where AJ Styles is going to lose, and then he's got to spend a whole year without getting a shot at the title?
That would be interesting, because he could be the one that could afford not to, because he's just one of those guys. He's just there. It doesn't matter what you put AJ in. It's going to look good. Whatever match, he could wrestle a freaking diva and it would look good. One of us could get in the ring with him and it would look good. He's just one of those guys. So it doesn't matter what they do with him. I mean, that's what they're going to do. That's fine. But You know, you take one for the team. He's been around for a while. I consider him a veteran, which is really weird because I think he's 33 or something like that.
he's not terribly old, but and like you said, he can afford because he's bigger than just TNA, you know. And when I think about like AJ, I pay money to see AJ. You know, when I think TNA, I think AJ. And so, yeah, he can afford to not have it. Someone like James Storm, though, I think that he needs the title to really get over. And we'll see. You know, I mean, he's probably going to get a shot at the title at the next pay-per-view. So it'll be interesting. Now, I got a question for you. Luke Gallows. He's known as Dak.
The director of chaos. Yeah. What the heck? Who thought of this? It was probably, you know what, dude? I know who it was. It was Colt Cabana. He's like, dude, they should call you Director of Chaos. You know, like Doc. And they were like, whoa, that's a great, very great name. I'm going to use that. You know, then WrestleMania Diaries 2 comes out. And that's, you know, it's going to say it was in there. No, that's fine. I'm just glad to see that he's wrestling. He looks different. You know, the same thing with Matt Morgan. Both those guys look different. They're all tatted up now. And Morgan only had the one big one, but now he has sleeves. And same thing with Luke Gallows. Now he has sleeves. It's really weird looking. I don't know. It's just weird because he was in the WWE at one point, you know, not many tattoos. And all of a sudden he's in TNA. Bam. He's covered. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm happy to see that he's working because I think he's a hard worker and he did take some awesome bumps. It did look like he beat the crap out of Sting, though. Mm-hmm. I will say that if Sting's OK, I'll be surprised because even though he did hit, he was hitting him right. There was a couple shots I know he connected that could really have hurt Sting if it didn't.
You know, I gotta say, I'm not a huge Luke Gallows fan. I think that him being in TNA is great. I just hope that he doesn't overstay his welcome, or that they do his character properly. Because as I mentioned about Devon, I think is best in a tag team. But what they're doing with him now is, I think, really cool. And so if they do that with Gallows, perfect. You know. But anyway, Andy, I want to ask you about Matt Morgan. What do you think about his current storyline?
I don't get it. He's with Joey Ryan, and then at one point, Joey Ryan's bossing him around, then Morgan's bossing him around. I don't get this. I'm confused. You know, is he the buff and, you know, Joey Ryan's the stuff? I don't get it.
Maybe. But so Joey Ryan is a sleazeball, which is awesome.
Yeah.
But Matt Morgan has been, like, taunting Hogan. And his storyline, I mean, he's saying, look, I want the title. Mm-hmm. But he's not in the title picture. And so what's interesting about it, in my opinion, is that he is trying to get into that title picture without being a part of it. And I think that's very interesting, in my opinion. And the stuff that he's doing with Hogan, I think it could come to a head where he's not going to wrestle Hogan. But he might wrestle Sting. You know, he might wrestle one of Hogan's cronies and just destroy him. So, yeah, I like it.
I'm thinking maybe do a triple threat match with Hogan involved.
Has Hogan ever done a triple threat, I wonder?
I don't know. Him and Ultimate Warrior fought a couple times. There's probably a triple threat in there. Because, you know, he wanted to go home after 2 minutes multiple times.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm glad that, you know, it's one of those weird things. It's Matt Morgan.
Yeah. Now, are you excited for Hardy and Austin Aries Part 2?
It's going to be interesting to see what they do with this because is it a ladder match now? Is that confirmed or is it still kind of up in the air?
I think it's pretty much confirmed. It's not 100%, but they were teasing it. I highly doubt that they're going to just take it away all of a sudden.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, they've been teasing it pretty good with the ladders in the match and in the ring, not the match. But I did like Aries' promo that he cut. I thought he took a shot at the WWE Universe, which I found hilarious. So it's going to be interesting to see because he said he was the greatest man that ever lived. And now he's saying he's the best in the universe, which I find hilarious because I'm wondering if they're going to even fire back or if they're just going to be like, you're TNA. You're nothing. You're the indie show.
You know, I don't think that they're going to fire back necessarily because, I mean, like you said, they're the indie show. And so I don't think that that's going to happen. But I could see maybe a little inside. I mean, they won't say TNA at all, but they might say, you know, no, you know what? Even though others claim it, I'm actually the best in the universe.
Which I still find funny. Because he's taking a shot at CM Punk.
Oh, of course.
Do you think CM Punk will just blow it off? Or will he say something about some stupid indie show where a guy thinks he's the best in the universe? Well, guess what? You're not.
I don't know. I guess we'll see. Andy, I want to move on to our weekly topic. Big news.
Yeah, I don't know much about this.
You don't?
No. Linda McMahon.
Oh, okay. Oh. So Linda McMahon lost her second straight Senate race.
Is she going for a third time?
So to explain it to you, so she ran for Senate. Senate is elected every 6 years, but because there are 100 members, they're elected 2 years. So 33, 34 of them are elected every 2 years. So when Linda McMahon ran 2 years ago, she ran against one of the senators. If she won, she would have had a 6-year term. Now, there was another senator who ran this time around. And so when she ran against this other guy, and she would have had another 6-year term. So if she runs again, it's going to be another 4 years before she can. So just to get the, you know, political thing out of the way to it, you know, so people understand it. So she ran against two different opponents, which is important. Now, she spent almost $100 million.
Do you remember what Roddy Piper said about that?
Why don't you let us know?
Roddy Piper basically bashed her because there's no retirement for, you know, anyone in their organization, you know, if you're a wrestler, and that they don't have any health care. Why didn't they, you know, instead of wasting all that money over 4 years, why didn't they put that into health care? Because it probably wouldn't have cost anywhere near that for health care.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually think he's right. You know, retirement, here's my deal with that. Give them a discounted stock price because you can do that, or a backdated stock. Well, you don't want a backdated stock price, my bad. You might want like a smaller amount of their stock. And the health insurance, I do agree with those two things. Maybe a 401k for them. You know, I'll agree with that stuff, but that's where I kind of stop. You know, haven't given them like a retirement package where they get X amount of dollars, kind of like the NFL thing. That doesn't happen. I mean, because it's not going to happen. I mean, unless you're a big superstar. But I do agree with giving them some type of health insurance, 401k, discount stock price, you know, crap like that. Because the employees will get that. I can't confirm it, but I can almost guarantee it as a corporation, they do offer that. But anyways.
I would say, though, about the healthcare thing in particular, someone who is putting their body on the line like that and that the WWE does not offer anything is almost criminal when you think about it. Because these are people who are breaking their bones, who are tearing their muscles. And that the fact that this corporation does not do that, it's dumbfounding.
But you also have to remember that they're all independent contractors.
Which is stupid.
It's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. But I got to give them credit. They did that a long time ago. Because then if one of the wrestlers does something, they can just say, oh, he's an independent contractor.
Yeah.
Well, okay, you can get away with it right now, but I don't know. It's just one of those weird things. I've never been able to figure that out. Eventually, I'll figure it out.
Yeah. So let's talk about her losing, though, and how that affects the WWE. Do you think the product is going to get better now?
I don't think it's going to change. I think the product's going to stay the same way it is. And I wouldn't be surprised, and I think we talked about this once, where they have like a G product for the first 30 minutes and a PG product for the next hour. Then after that, it's PG-13. They can do that and get away with it, and it would work because you could still have your champion come out in the first segment in your G-rated segment, and then he can just skip the PG if he wanted to, and then he's got for PG-13. There he is. He's a badass or whatever, but you have to be sensitive at first, you know, for the first few matches. Then you can go PG like the product is, and then you can go extreme, almost ECW style. Now, CM Punk, someone asked CM Punk about it. He said, stop asking me about it. He basically said that nothing's changing. It's staying the way it is because who knows? Maybe Linda will decide to run it in 4 years. Or actually, if she moves to a different state, she might be able to run. But
well, she could also run for the House because members of the House are elected every 2 years. So it doesn't matter. I mean, there are people who have been there for 18 years. but that means that they had 9 different elections. So she could run for the House, and she might. Senate is a lot more prestigious, and so that's why you run for it. But the House is not a bad way to go.
Should
and
she,
in fact, that's why I think she should have done that first.
I was just going to ask you that. She should have probably – I wasn't asking you if she should have done that first. But yeah, I think she should have done that first, because if she did that first, then she can say, this is what I've done so far while I'm in Congress, you know, in the House of Representatives.
And most people don't just run for the Senate immediately. They do something else. Mm-hmm. You don't just dump all that money in there and then run for the Senate. You don't just dump money in there to run for governor. You typically go somewhere first and then make your way up. Like, I don't know, the state of Connecticut, you run for their House.
Mm-hmm.
And then you run for the U.S. House of Reps.
Yep.
You know, like that.
It's a slow build.
Yeah.
That's what they should have done, and they didn't. That's why they failed.
You know what's going on right now, Andy?
What's that?
They thought that she was like Rada, and that the people liked her, and that she was unstoppable.
Well, she did lose, what, like 55% to 45%? Is that
right?
Which
is big and pop.
Yeah, it's considered a landslide.
When you look at like Romney and Obama, Obama had a 50% of the vote, and Romney had 48. That's considered pretty close, because it's 2%. When it's 10%, that's a landslide.
Which just makes me laugh even more. But yeah, I think that her jumping the gun, she skipped a couple steps, and that was her problem.
I agree. So. I hope the WWE, if it does change at all, it's for the better. But I don't think anything's going to happen. I think things are going to stay the course, and that's what they're...
And don't be surprised, dude. She might run for the House now. And if she does, that would actually kind of be comical. It would also be funny if she lost, especially if it was to some unknown person and she blows another $40 million on a campaign.
Typically, you're not going to spend $40 million for a House, you know? You're just not, you know, or for a House seat, I should say.
She will.
Probably.
You know what? Well, yeah, I was about to say something really mean, but I shouldn't. So anything else you want to add about the Lindsay, you know, her the fact that she lost or the fact that, you know, Shane was right by her side and Vince was kind of off a little to the left.
Yeah. Did you hear what they played after she lost?
What?
No chance. That's what you got.
And that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow the show at AuthTheMark86. I want to thank 86 Productions for hosting and editing the podcast. And I want to thank our listeners for taking time to download and listen to the show. And until next time, we'll see you in the ring.